Chapter 4. Jesse had made sangria. He and Jen sipped some as they sat together on the small balcony of his living room, looking at the harbor. It was early on a Saturday evening. Jen had brought Chinese food, which was still in the cartons, staying warm on a low temperature in Jesse's oven. "You know," Jen said, "I realized the other day that we've been divorced longer than we were married." "Yes," Jesse said. "And yet, here we are." "Yes," Jesse said. Jesse had made the sangria in a large glass pitcher with a lot of ice. It sat on the low table between them, the condensation beating on the pitcher and making small tracks down the glass. "I can't imagine life without you in it," Jen said. "Can't live with them," Jesse said. "Can't live without them." "There are people who are doing worse than we are," Jen said. It was still daylight, and Jesse could see several people in rowboats scattered around the inner harbor, bottom fishing for flounder. Jesse drank some sangria. "And some doing better," Jesse said. "Yes," Jen said, "of course." In one of the rowboats, a young boy hooked a fish and hauled it in hand over hand. His father helped him take it off the hook. "Is everything all right, Jesse?" Jen said.
"It never is, Jen," Jesse said. He drank some sangria.
"But it's not worse than usual," Jen said. Jesse looked at her and smiled.
"That might be our motto," Jesse said. "It's not worse than usual."
Jen nodded. "Are you seeing anyone these days?" she said.
"Several people."
"Anyone special?"
"They're all special," Jesse said.
"Because they have sex with you?"
"Exactly," Jesse said.
"Am I special?" Jen said.
"Yes," Jesse said. "Even when we don't have sex."
"Is anyone else special like that?"
"No."
They were quiet for a time, drinking sangria, as the sun went down and the small boats came into the dock, and the lights went on in the boats moored in the harbor and across the harbor in the houses on Paradise Neck. "Maybe we should think about supper," Jen said.
"Sure," Jesse said.
"We could eat out here," Jen said.
Jesse nodded. "You gonna spend the night, Jen?"
"If I may," Jen said.
"You may."
"I think we should have sex before we eat," Jen said. "I do so much better on an empty stomach."
"You do well in any condition," Jesse said.
"Does it make me especially special?" Jen said.
"One of the many things," Jesse said.